enough for affording me life, thanks to all your hard work. Each and every one of you has toiled relentlessly to bring this planet under control. I know it's not been easy. The magnitude and scale of the carnage is unheralded. How this has played on your mind, being asked to carry out these tasks, one can only imagine. Heinous in nature. Only a fool would think this operation had no purpose. We now occupy a land free from disease and can go claw and claw once again with our fellow beings to fish and flower. Gathered whispers in mountain streams, will your tractor survive the tractor beam? The morning had started with the hanging of the litterers. He watched them from the bird hide on the banks of the river, his eyes travelling over the heron still as life in the clay waters. Watched as their souls were hatched from their crumpled windpipes before being rounded up and encased in the mirror to be jettisoned beyond the horizon. Prior to the hanging, it was a spot of fire torture. Toes shedding their skin like serpents, calves stripped of hair, and boiling like garish ice lollies in the hands of a toddler, itself in the throes of a Mediterranean heatwave, as mummy and daddy swap partners in the hotel laundry room. The ruminants had eaten away the grass and were on their knees, gnawing at what little sustenance was left. Soon they'd reached the clay, and shortly after that, a super colony of bilateral beings strung out in treats and stretching from one side of the globe to the other in a glittering endoscope impregnated with vice and creatures of the night. All of them poisoned in the fall of Worm Farm. Drunk den casts, totems to man's interference. While the owner, a man who realized shrouds didn't have pockets, spent his money on spa days and fixing high-end lawnmowers for free, will never, ever sit on his. The fly was on its eye now, eating away at the pleasure park. The rest were dead on their backs, and Q's tongue made its way out of the hotel room, along the corridor and down the stairs, across the street and under the flyover of the dual carriageway into the countryside. This flesh train, absent of passengers, sliding through the grasses and into the hut to gather these arcane diptera. And as it started to rain, the man had neither noticed the tongue coiled round his feet, nor the birder that entered the shelter and edged a blade into his back. In time, he too was still as the heron.